In this video, I'm going to share with you my three favorite types of rosaries. Tomorrow's never promised, but now is the time for change that starts today. Whoa. Now, I'm very aware that a person's favorite rosary is extremely subjective. Maybe you got your rosary from a special loved one. Maybe there's a special story tied to your rosary. That's very good. I have rosaries like that as well. But that's not what this video is about. My personal belief is that the best rosary, the most important rosary that you own, is the rosary that you carry with you. Why? Why is that one the best? Because if you have the rosary with you, you're far more likely to pray it. If you don't carry a rosary with you, the odds of you actually praying the rosary are pretty slim. It's possible, but let's be honest, it's probably not going to happen. So in this video, I want to share with you three different types of rosaries. Now, these rosaries are not rosaries that I'm being sponsored to promote. These are rosaries that I like, that I use, that I've paid for, or that I've made. So let's go ahead and get into that now. I want you to consider buying these rosaries, not just for yourself, but also for a loved one. Why? Why? Why for a loved one? Because a person is much more likely to pray the rosary if they're carrying a rosary with them. Maybe they don't have a special rosary, and you can make carrying the rosary far more palatable, far more likely if you gave them a cool rosary. I know, men like cool things. They like manly things. They don't like little girly glass beads. Maybe they do. I don't. But let's go into what are these three great rosaries that I highly recommend. The first rosary is a wrist rosary. A wrist rosary that I myself designed when I was teaching middle school. It's made out of parachute cord. The stuffing is removed. It has a black plastic crucifix. I think that if you have a rosary, the crucifix is a very important sacramental, and it's better to have a crucifix than no crucifix on your rosary. Why? Because our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, and this is a great reminder of that. So I like this rosary because I can tie it to my wrist and I can wear it, and it reminds me to pray the rosary. Also, I like it because it's not going to rust. I can get this wet. I also like it is because maybe there's a circumstance where you don't have pockets. Well, there, you've got your rosary there. And also, I don't use this as my number one daily rosary. I carry it with me as often as I can remember. But what if you have your normal five-decade rosary in your pocket, you have this on your wrist, and you meet somebody and you need to pray with them and they don't have a rosary? Well, now they can borrow this one and you have your rosary and you can pray together. That's awesome. So where can you get this rosary? You can make this rosary yourself. I actually have a YouTube video that I posted a long time ago that you can watch, and it'll teach you how to make this rosary. Now, I also have a friend. His name's Brandon, a great young man. He makes this rosary. He gives them away sometimes to certain people when they need them, but also he sells them on his online website. I'll put the information for his website below. I encourage you to get one of these. I find them very beneficial. You can wear this in the shower. You can wear this anywhere. Like, there's never a circumstance where you can't wear this wrist rosary that I've found, and I wear it very frequently, as you might have seen in some of my videos. The next rosary that I'm going to share with you is a full five-decade rosary, but it's not just any five-decade rosary. It is a combat rosary. Now, I've seen that there are more than one place that you can get this. I recommend you getting your combat rosary, or at least checking it out, at a place called RomanCatholicGear.com. Why RomanCatholicGear.com? Well, because it's run by a good and holy priest named Father Richard Heilman. He's got a great website called RomanCatholicMan.com. And so I am plugging RomanCatholicGear.com because I think he's a great priest. So check it out. So this is based on the U.S. government issued World War I rosary. It's made out of these special beads that can compact. I think they're called pull string beads. I'm not sure on the name. I like this because I can put it in my pocket and it's not too bulky. So I like it for that reason, because I wear a lot of dress pants. I don't always like to have a bunch of stuff in my pockets, and this fits in my pocket very well. I also really like this because it has a Saint Benedict medal. That's a powerful sacramental. It also has a miraculous medal as the centerpiece. The crucifix is known as a pardon crucifix. Very nice. And I have found that most men, when given this rosary, they like it and they think it's cool. I've known men who, you know, maybe wouldn't normally carry a rosary, and their wife gave them this rosary and they're like, wow, this is actually really nice. This is really cool. It comes in a couple of different colors. I like the silver. I don't know why, I just like the way the silver looks. My son, Joseph, his favorite color is red, so I bought him the bronze. You might say, this doesn't look very red. It looked more red when I first bought it. Now, I don't know if it's the oils from his hands or just age or time, but it's a dark, dark, dark brown. He really likes his rosary. He's very particular about it. They also have gold. I've never seen the gold, so I can't vouch for that one. I have friends who like guns, concealed carry weapons. They love their guns. They love going to the shooting range, and they also love their gunmetal combat rosary. That gunmetal rosary is also the official rosary of the Pontifical Swiss Guard. So they also have the combat rosary. Now, you can get that at RomanCatholicGear.com. Check out Father Heilman's website, his blog, RomanCatholicMan.com. He's got a lot of great articles. He's a very holy guy. He's got a lot of spiritual insights. I think you'll like if you check it out. Finally, my weapon, the weapon, Padre Pio. He used to say that the rosary is the weapon. And this last rosary is the one that I use when I have to go into combat. This rosary is my weapon. I like this rosary. I got this from a website called ruggedrosaries.com. There are a lot of things that I like about ruggedrosaries.com. First, I like to customize stuff. This rosary I customized to have black matte beads, red matte Our Father beads. I ask them, they have medals that you can put on. I ask them to put on a St. Padre Pio medal, because Padre Pio was a rosary man, a tough man. And so he's there every time I'm praying, and I'm like, yes, yes, I got to keep going. I got Padre Pio on my back. He's by my side. I also have a St. Michael the Archangel medal, because I need him to guard and guide me from the wickedness and snares of the devil. I try to have a very good relationship with my guardian angel, and on the back of the St. Michael medal is an image of the guardian angel. So that reminds me, when I'm in my spiritual zone, I've got my saint, my patrons that I really like, and I've got my guardian angel given to me by God, just specifically for me to protect and guard, light and guide me. Also, I added a Virgin Mary medal, a bigger one, because I want her to be magnified compared to the other saints. She's the queen of the saints, and I put her at the bottom because she's at the foot of the cross. So for my own theological reasonings, I don't know if this is a good idea for a lot of people because this makes a lot of noise, but I hold it tight. The crucifix is very nice. It's called the Relic Crucifix. It's the Relic Crucifix on their website because it comes with a little bit of mud at the bottom, and that comes from a catacomb from the early martyrs. Very nice. Again, I have one for my son. His, again, is red. He has Padre Pio. He's also a devotee of Padre Pio. He has a miraculous medal there. Same relic crucifix. He has kind of the opposite of what I had. He has red matte Hail Marys and black matte Our Fathers. I want to show you my daughter's rosary. I really like hers a lot. Yes, it's girly. She added pink paracord. They have a lot of different options and colors of paracord you can pick. She picked black glossy beads. Very nice. But what I really like, which I wish I kind of would have done with mine, is that she has square cross Our Fathers. I think that this is very helpful when you're praying and you're in the zone and you don't want to have to get out of the zone. Well, you feel that Our Father there and you know it's time for the Our Father because it's a square. It feels different. She has St. Teresa of Avila and a miraculous medal. And her crucifix is very unique. They have great crucifixes on their website. The crucifix that she picked out is called the Triple Threat. It's called the Triple Threat because there's three parts to it. There's a miraculous medal on one side, there's a Saint Benedict medal on the other side, and then it has a pardon crucifix as the crucifix. It's very nice. She really likes it. Now, before we end, I want to show you one of their most famous, their most popular rosaries. This does not belong to me. I should go ahead and make a disclaimer. I paid for these rosaries. They didn't sponsor this in any way. This particular rosary belongs to somebody else. And I wanted to show it to you because it's one of their most popular. I think it's called the Catholic Gentleman. This rosary, if I could say one thing about it, I would say it is elegant. That's the first word that comes to mind. It's very nice. It's very heavy. The beads are metal, a very strong feeling bead. It just feels solid. It feels like a great gift for somebody. And if I was the prototypical male and I didn't pray the rosary regularly, but I was somewhat devout, and somebody gave me this rosary, my first impression would be like, this is a very nice rosary. This is impressive. I might be willing to carry this thing around with me. This is really classy. So it would make a good gift. These are more expensive. You're talking $30. You're talking $40. Is it worth it? It's worth every cent. If they can just pray one more rosary because of your investment, it's worth it. Why not spend money when it comes to the good of our souls, the good of the souls of our family and friends? We shouldn't be afraid to spend a little money. So I encourage you to check out these three types of my favorite rosary, the wrist rosary, the combat rosary, and then the rugged rosary. Like I mentioned before, any rosary that somebody's going to pray with is good, whether that be just a plastic rosary. I pray with plastic rosaries. I want to emphasize, I'm not saying that your rosary is no good or whatever. I'm saying that the best rosary is the one you carry with you. Men, some men might be more willing to carry a rosary if it was cool. And I think this is cool. And they'll be more likely to pray the rosary if they carried a rosary with them. Now, share with me in the comments. I would like to know, what rosary do you carry with you? What rosary do you use? Is there a special story? Was it a special gift from somebody? Do you have any of these rosaries? Have you tried the rugged rosaries? Have you tried the combat rosary? Are you interested? Do you see me wearing this wrist rosary all the time? Check it out. Comment. Let me know. Let's close this video by praying one Our Father and one Hail Mary. Pray with me, please. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. God love you. And pray that rosary. Tomorrow's never promised, but now is the time for change that's